Welcome to the Sam Altieri Show. This is your host, Sam Altieri, and this podcast is your new favorite place to get inspired and activated to be your most confident, magnetic, and successful self. I am a 9-to-5 and corporate dropout turned multi-six-figure coach and content creator who is obsessed with helping you get out of your own way, take messy action, and create a life that absolutely turns you on. In each episode, you will get at least 3 golden nugget strategies and the juicy mindset in order to learn how to stop settling and have it all. If you're ready to say adios to sabotage and hello to your potential, you'll want to subscribe so you don't miss out on new episodes. You'll get a new one every Monday and Thursday, so you can take me along on your frolics, your commute, or even while you're creating content for your new or aspiring business. Before we drop into the episode, I want you to say it with me. I am unstoppable. And don't you freaking forget it. What is up, Queen? I am coming to you post coaching call. And I always get so fired up after these calls because I'm in the energy of, just like sharing what's going on for the women that I'm working with and also working through myself. And the topic that we talked about today, I just really thought that it would hit home for you because it's been hitting home for me super, super hard. And before I even dive in, I just want to say thank you so much for all the love that you have been sharing on the podcast. Some of you have been leaving reviews, which are just so appreciated. And I don't know who you are because it just has this like weird username thing, but I just want to say how much I truly appreciate you and love you. And I'm so proud of the family and the community that we are creating together. And I say we, cause I really mean that. I feel like you guys are you're my podcast fam, right? And yeah, there's really no words to describe how grateful I am. I know I probably say it every episode, but I just want you to know. But the reason why I felt called to hit record is there's this feeling that has been coming up for me and also a lot of my clients around not being able to handle it. Like not feeling capable of doing the thing that we want to do. Like if we do it, we're not going to be equipped or prepared, or we're going to get so overwhelmed that we're going to shut down. And I want to talk about this topic because it shows up. It's been showing up for me in my business. It's been showing up for me in just life in general, goals, all that stuff. And, you know, I think that there is a level of fear that happens obviously when we're doing something new. And we can typically think that the fear is fear of failure, right? We're scared to fail. We're scared to look stupid. We're scared to be judged. And one of my clients was talking about this, right? She was scared of failing. She was scared of not actually reaching her goal. And I asked her, I was like, all right, I hear you, but I want to know what is underneath that fear, right? What's underneath? And I was asking myself this, the same exact question. And the truth is I'm scared of the success, right? She was scared of the success. She was scared of taking radical responsibility for the life she wanted to create, right? She was more scared of the fear than she was of failing. And I want you to ask yourself, are you more scared of the fear of failing, or are you actually scared of failing? Because if you think about it, right, what's going to happen if you fail? Like nothing. You're going to fail. You're going to get back up. You're going to try again. You're going to do it again. Right. And something that someone once told me that I shared on my coaching call earlier today was like, I love you and you are already in your worst case scenario. Like, fuck, dude, you're already in your worst case scenario. Like it's only up from here. And I want you to think about what can happen when you start taking radical responsibility for your life, right? Last episode on Monday, right? Episode 137, we talked about getting clear on what you want so that you can attract it, right? I don't believe in chasing. I believe in manifesting and creating. And when we get clear on what we want, the next piece is this. It's feeling like we can handle it, right? It's knowing that we've handled our entire life up until now. Why is this new thing that you want to do any different? Right? Fear is going to show up every single time you make a new freaking decision, but that does not mean that you should listen to it. Right? If you think about fear, fear isn't even real, right? It hasn't happened. It's all in our head, right? The thing that you're scared of happening, not being able to handle it, looking stupid, making a mistake, not making it, not getting the cut, not getting the job, not having the guy that you want to date say yes, like not, you know, losing the weight, whatever it is, like, don't you think it's better to try than not try at all? Because truly that fear, it's not real. It hasn't happened, right? You're projecting into the future. You're future casting with that fear. You're worried about what's going to happen in the future instead of just focusing on the present moment, right? Because if you think about it, in the present moment, you're not scared. You're good, right? You're safe. You're okay. Fear doesn't exist in this present moment, right? Unless you're obviously getting chased by a bear or like something scary is actually happening. But most of the things that we're scared about aren't actually happening, right? They're pushed out in the future. And I love talking about fear because I don't even know where I started thinking like this, but I started to think about fear as my friend. I started to think about how can I let fear be my companion? And I want you to start thinking about that too. How can you start making fear your companion? Right. So for example, I'm going to share a kind of a silly example, but it just goes to show like how fear can show up in so many different ways. I'll do one for business and I'll do one for my personal life as well. So yesterday on my Instagram story, I talked about the fact that I taught this, like, I thought it was this fucking fire masterclass on money, how to attract money, how to move from not enough to having more than enough, how to be a match for money, how to attract it, like all these things. I have started to really love talking about money because I'm really starting to understand the frequency of money and the energetics of money and all the things. And I taught this class. It was about 90 minutes. It was for my business mentorship. And everyone was like, yeah, that was so good, right? And, or at least in my head, that's what they said. No, but they did. And it was a really powerful call and they had some breakthroughs. And right after I got off the call, I was like, oh my God, I want to sell this to my audience. I want to share this. Like, this was really powerful. And there was some really powerful journaling prompts and like for unblocking money and all of this. And I was like, this would be such a great thing to share with people that I know that are really struggling with money. And I was like, all right, let's do it. So I shared it on my story and I was like, okay, I'm going to be selling this 90-minute masterclass. It's going to be $77. You can grab it. You're going to get the replay for life. And you're also going to get journal prompts, like a little workbook thingy to accompany it to uncover money blocks and move into the energy of money, right? And wealth and attracting money. And literally the second I hit post on my story, my fear voice was like, why'd you do that? No one's going to buy it. This is stupid. Take it down. I'm not kidding. Like, this was the narrative in my head. Right. And this happened to me the day before where I posted about my confidence class that I'm hosting. I put it up and then I had this moment of like, fuck, this is not good enough. Like, fuck, this should be better. This should be different. This should be blah, 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 blah. And I had so much criticism towards myself and what I created. And I was like, what the heck was that? Like, it was this moment of just like judgment, which I have been doing such a better job about, but it's really, it's such a pattern, right? Where we can just self-criticize so hard that we don't even put the thing out there. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm overthinking so hard. And I'm like, I don't know if this is my ADHD brain or if this is just fear or both, but like, I was like, fuck, Sam, just put the phone away. And I had to just literally put the phone down and just be like, you know what? If nobody wants it, fine, fine. It doesn't matter. At least I tried, right? And then, okay, fast forward 24 hours when the story expired and I looked to see who was interested. 12 people were interested. Like, hello, Sam. Like, I don't know what 77 times 12 is, but it's almost $1,000, right? And $1,000 is $1,000. Of course, like I'm like, you can't see me, but I'm like hitting myself in the head, like, duh, you know? And it's this moment of like, oh my gosh, how many shots do we not take because we're scared they're not going to make it, right? How many shots do you not even take because you're scared you're going to fail? Or underneath that, you're actually scared to take responsibility for it, right? Or because you're like, ooh, is this thing good enough? Or am I good enough? Right. And just because I coach on confidence doesn't mean I don't have fear. I just want to be really clear. I'm sure that you know that from listening to the pod for a hot minute, but you know, it's like, where are you letting that fear voice rise above the truth? Right? Where are you letting those stories of I'm not good enough or this isn't good enough convince you that you're not worth trying? Right. And I almost didn't post that freaking story. And I'm so glad I did because I had so many people be like, I'm so excited you've created this. Girl, you know, I need money mindset work. Like I've been getting that in my DMs. And I'm like, I'm so happy I just did it. Right. And I truly think that is what separates the successful people in the world from the not successful people. We're not afraid to fail. Well, we are afraid to fail, but we do it anyways. Right. I was literally afraid to have crickets. But I was like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Nothing. It's the same as if I didn't do it. So fuck, it's so easy. Like, let me just get myself out of my own way and just do it anyways. It has nothing to do with the thing that I just created, right? Because I know that was great. I think there was this fear of like, are people going to want this? Are people going to like this? Are people going to judge me for, you know, the whole narrative? And it's like, the truth is, who cares? Who freaking cares? Right? Because I know that deep down, my truth is to share and to get this education out into the world, to teach women to be empowered with money, right? Because we're not taught that in school. Like we're literally taught the things that don't even matter in school. It's so nuts. It's so backwards, right? Like we need curriculum for the soul. We need curriculum for financial empowerment in women. Like this is the stuff that we need to have in school, personal development, self-awareness, money, like, oh, and if I didn't share it, like, it's like, what the heck am I doing? Like, why am I not? Right? Am I scared? Yes. Am I going to do it anyways? In this moment, yes, I am. And I want to encourage you that whatever you're scared of doing right now in your life, professionally, personally, in anything, I want you to ask yourself, what is the worst case scenario? And just be real. Like, let's break it down to the facts. What's the worst case scenario? It doesn't go to plan. You have to apply to a different job. You get rejected on a date on Tinder or whatever you're on, right? It's like, so what? Move on to the next, on to the next, on to the next. And truly, the most successful people fail the most, right? The most successful people fail the most. Because truly, failure does not come from losing. It comes from not trying, right? Failure teaches you all the lessons. Like all the freaking lessons. I am so excited to be sharing a lot of those lessons with you in the upcoming weeks on the pod. But like, it's like, we have to fail over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And that is how, and that is why we get to succeed. Right? Because if it was easy, everyone would do it. Right? You have to be able to accept failure or accept messing up or accept not being perfect to get better, to improve, to succeed. I did not get to the place I'm at in my business and in my life and also in my relationship with Kurt, which is a whole other thing, which I do want to share about if you guys are interested, because I've learned so many lessons in my relationship with him about control and fixing people. But like, that's how we get better, right? I'll share one more example from my personal life around, you know, failing or being scared to do the thing. In my relationship with Kurt, like, we've been working through a lot, and it's mostly been me, to be honest. It's so crazy to me how I used to think that like Kurt needed to do more inner work. Bless his soul. Oh, I think this is a really common thing for people in the personal development and self-help space. Like, they're like working through all their triggers and all their stuff, and then they like are with a partner and they're like, oh my God, you need to go do more attachment work. You need to go do blah, blah, blah. And I became that person. I am not proud of that, but you know what? Like, I definitely needed to learn those lessons, because I, for the first like year and a half of our relationship, maybe even more, actually, no, let's say this, the beginning of our relationship, I was in the, like, I'm in love with you, like, you're amazing phase. And then like, after that wore off, like, obviously I was still in love with him, you know, but like, you know, it just like gets to a point where you're kind of like, okay, like, we're together, blah, blah, blah. And then you start to see all the things you don't like about the person. And you're like, can you not fucking do that? Or like, can you do that? Or like, can you be that? And I definitely did that to Kurt a lot. And I didn't do it from a place of intention, but subconsciously I wanted to fix him. It, like, air quotes, fix him. I wanted him to be just like me. And I'm kind of curious to know if you can relate in your relationship. Like, you just want the person that you're with to just do and be and what think the exact same the way you do, right? And I was like so caught up in that and didn't say anything to him because, well, like, I didn't know what to say other than like, can you change? But I would like subconsciously kind of make jabs at the way that he was different. And like, you know, he kind of shared with me like, dude, I feel like, well, he didn't say dude. He was like, Sammy, you know, I just feel like you want me to be a different person. Like, do you actually want to be with me? And I was like, oh my God, you know? And it was this point of like, of course I do. What am I doing? Like, yes. Like, why do I want to change him? Right. And honestly, it was a reflection of me. Right. It was me wanting to change things about myself. Right. And I was just like projecting that onto him. And I was scared to have a conversation with him about this because like, I'm very open with Kurt, and I always share things with him and tell him what's on my heart. And usually my problem is oversharing, but I think there was like a point where this felt so vulnerable that I was like, the problem is not you. The problem is me. Like, it's not you. It's not you. It's me. But truly, like, it wasn't him. It was me. It was me the whole freaking time. It was me projecting my stuff onto him. And I had to take responsibility for it because it was affecting our relationship. Right. And it was like, subconsciously, he was pushing me away. And I was like, why do you not want to hang out with me all the time? Blah, 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 blah. And I was becoming this person that I didn't even really like. And I was like, oh my God. Right. It's because subconsciously, which is the same, that it's the same thing as like the Instagram story, posting, sharing, being scared, being rejected. Subconsciously, I didn't want to tell him or let him know. I didn't want to have that like ego death, truly. Right. I didn't want to be the one that was wrong. I didn't want to be the one that, you know, kind of went first, fucked up, made the mistake. And it really taught me a powerful lesson, because as soon as I did it and I just faced the fear and I talked with him about it, and I was like, look, like, here's what's going on. Right. I wasn't scared that like he was going to leave or anything like that. It was more just like, there was a huge part of my ego that was holding me back from accessing the truth. Right. And this is a much deeper rooted fear of being the one that actually has the shit to figure out, right? It wasn't him. It's been me. And as soon as I just kind of sat with it and I was like, wow, okay. I realized like it was me, right? It's like taking radical responsibility for my life, right? Just like we were talking about at the very beginning, full circle, taking radical responsibility for my life. And I want to ask you, like, where do you need to take radical responsibility in yours? Right? What are you avoiding? What are you not doing? Because truly, like, the life that you want is on the other side of doing those things, of saying those things, of sharing those things. And you don't get there without putting in the work, you know? As it relates to professionally, like, gosh, I've failed so much, right? I truly have, especially owning a business, not knowing I had ADHD, and then wondering why nothing was working, or like not nothing was working, but like things felt so hard, to, you know, just trying to make my business be like other people's or imitate them, or I don't know, just like all this stuff and getting lost in the sauce, right? Forgetting who I was, forgetting what I wanted to create. And I want you to ask yourself, like, what do you want to create? You know, on Monday I asked you, what do you want? Now I want you to ask yourself, what do you want to create? Right? Because that radical responsibility is required. It is required. You can't be successful without being self-aware. It's just not possible. You need to know your triggers, right? You need to know what sets you off. You need to know what you need for the day. You need to know your non-negotiables. You need to know your attachment style. You need to know how to set boundaries. Like, you need to know all these things so that you can thrive. And if this hits home, I would love for you to ping me on the gram and let me know, because it's been shining through big time for me and my clients. And the thing that I just keep turning to is like, feel the fear, do it anyway, right? Do it scared. Because truly, you won't be ready. Like, it won't be a good time. You won't be ready enough. It's never going to be good enough, air quotes, or the time. And the moment that we can just accept that and just put our stuff out into the world, the faster we're going to get the thing we want. Right? I had a client tell me she wanted to write a book. And I'm like, well, let's go, baby. What are we waiting for? Right? And I think we get into that mindset of like, I'm just waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. Waiting for the right time, waiting for more education, waiting for the moment, waiting for the person to help me, waiting for etc. And it's like, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You got this one life, man. You got this one life. And that's it. That's truly it, right? Are you creating the life you want? If this resonates for you, I would love to invite you to my class next week, the 60-minute confidence class. It is a supercharged, rocket-fueled, powered confidence class. And it is all about getting out of your own way and creating the life you want. Number one, getting clear on who you are, right? And number two, getting clear on where you're headed. All right. And then the last piece is knowing what you deserve. Because that's really it. You got to know yourself so that you can be the thing you want, right? You got to know who you are. You got to know where you are, right? You got to understand where your mind's at, your habits, all those things, so that you can change from an empowered place. So if you've been vibing with the pod, if you've been vibing with me, if you've been vibing with what I'm putting down, you know, I would love to invite you. The link is in the show notes. It's going to be next Tuesday and we're going to be in a Facebook group together. People are already joining. I think we already have like 25 women at the time of recording this. And yeah, it's going to be a freaking party and I cannot wait to see you inside. And you're going to walk away with not only tools, but I have an exciting announcement. And this exciting announcement is going to be mostly a surprise, but for those of you who know what my signature program is, we are going to be opening up doors to that. So if you want the scoop, hit me up in the DMs. If you want to know what the heck I'm talking about, then also hit me up in the DMs at Sam Altieri. And yeah, share this with a friend who needs to hear it. Share this with a friend that you think would enjoy it. And whether that means you tag me on your Instagram or you share it with a friend via text, that is awesome. And I appreciate it so much. And it's how we create a world full of empowered freaking women, like unstoppable women. We get to do this together. This is a together effort. So I love you tons. I am so excited to see you in the masterclass next week. 60-minute confidence class. You can go to balancewithsam.com/confidence-class, or you can go to the link in my bio. And I will see you on Monday. And in the meantime, tag me on your stories. Let me know what your biggest takeaway is. And just know that you're fucking badass, truly. And what you desire also desires you. And you can freaking do it. And I'm going to end it with the cheesiness. But yeah, just want to take your shoulders and just be like, girl, you got this. You can do it. All right. Let the fear be your guide. All right. Talk to you on Monday. Love you so much. Bye.